Did y'all get enough sleep last night?
No.
Who said no? What's your problem? All right, let's look ahead to a new week. First of all, I want to wish some people a very happy birthday. And so for Doreen and Kathy, I don't know, we spelled your name wrong there, but happy birthday to you. The Lord bless you. There you go. Now I like that kind of impression. Beautiful. And Bob and Viv, how many years have you been married?
26.
26. And that's on a good day, right? And Paul and Rhonda. Paul, I just saw Paul come in. Paul, how many years have you been married to that lovely girl of yours?
He just told you.
21. You sure? That's your best answer? Happy anniversary. You'll notice, first of all, under notes in your calendar, the plan for the future committee would like you to take note of that. We've got some scenarios that we want to be talking to you about. I don't know if you're aware of this, but we were hoping to buy this piece of property next door, turn into a parking lot, and then build on the north side of the building. That group has said no to us completely. And they're going to be putting in a gas station, a hotel. The plans are quite extensive, and they'll run parking lot right up to our property, which means we don't have any other options for this location. All right? So I need you, again, as the chairman Ed said, I need you to be looking around at the community and seeing what other options there are, because we want to stay in the east end of Wasaga. So we need you to continue to really pray and really ask the Lord to show us a spotlight on something that we can do as we continue to grow as a church. All righty? So, all right. Now, upcoming events. Today, of course, we have a board meeting after the church service, after our hospitality time. If you want to stay and be a part of that, feel free. Tuesday night, the Truth Group has started into a new fall season. They're meeting at 7:30 here at the church, and everyone is invited, and I know you'll be blessed. It's an amazing group. Wednesday, ladies are here at 10. Just a reminder to all you ladies. And then our Bible discussion evening at 7:30 on Thursday. And then, of course, special prayer on Saturday night. Phil, where are you? Phil?
Clean up here at the church on Saturday, October the 5th at 9 o'clock. I'd like as many people out as we can possibly get. We're going to be cleaning the inside and the outside of the windows. We're going to take the library books down and wash the library. We're going to be washing the siding and the lights on the building. We're going to be cleaning out totally the garden. And we're going to be putting mulch in. We're going to be cleaning all of the grounds, the parking lots, and so forth. So if you can possibly bring whippersnippers, maybe even a lawnmower, shovels, scrub brushes and pails, whatever you think we might need that day. If it's raining that day, I'd prefer it to follow on the following Saturday at the same time at 9 o'clock, but I'm preparing for the 5th of October. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil. Richard?
Yeah, I was away last week. We were with Suzanne's mom, and who has died now. And but this week, we're going to hold men's group out of cycle. We're 1 week out, but we're going to hold it this week because we're off again next week for the funeral. So I'd like to try and keep the men going. So we are on this Tuesday, so we're number 7 of our series. So please, any guys that can come, we'll look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
Okay. So Tuesday night for our men in our Truth Group. If you're a parent in our church, parents, Jane would like to meet you after the service. She'd like to talk to you about kids' church. Please meet her in the nursery after the service today. Also, we've had several new people in the last few weeks starting to attend. If we don't have your email, your birthdays, your addresses and things for our phone list, and would you please talk to Jane? And if you would like a hard copy of our church phone list, will you speak to Jane as well? I received a beautiful letter from Vision Ministries, and that's our host church group in Waterloo. And here's some of the updates. They sent a note out for things that have been happening this summer. Last Sunday, nine believers from Sikh and Hindu backgrounds were baptized at a young church in Brampton, Ontario. The church is mainly 18 to 35 years of age. This week, more than 140 Farsi-speaking immigrants are gathering for a Bible study in Richmond Hill, just north of Toronto, as you know. Mostly from a Muslim background, they come eager to learn about the true and living God, and at the end of the night, they're often reluctant to return home because of the peace they feel in that place. Isn't that neat? So God's working, and here it is, and it's always great to get some local updates. All right, don't forget, there's your prayer and praise items to be praying for, and so we just remind you of that. The notes for the food bank are there, and Tim and Margaret, of course, take the things to the food bank every Tuesday. And keep praying for all our folks that are on the missions program. And in just a few minutes, we're going to be having Danielle and Aaron White sharing. They're one of our sponsored groups for this year from the door in Collingwood. And so we're looking forward to hearing from them. You will note that in your calendar, if you would like a receipt, fill out the sheet which has your name and address. Okay? There will be an offering after they speak. And then you have an envelope as well. All right, and we'll introduce them a little later. We're just really, really thrilled they're here today with us. Kathy has asked me to tell you that she is going to be moving temporarily to Collingwood in October. And so when we get close to that date, she would like to know if some folks would just help her move some of her things so that she can move temporarily to Collingwood. Anything else we need to mention? Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day, and as we gather in your presence to worship you, to bless you for being an amazing God, and to hear from Danielle and Aaron, and Lord, so often we're in isolated situations in our own individual lives, and so as we get together on days like today, it affords us a great opportunity to rejoice with one another, to thank you for what you're doing in each other's lives, and to hear, even as we're hearing from these two churches in Toronto, of the amazing things that are going on. And now we're going to be hearing today about the work that's going on for the young people in this community. Lord, we're anticipating great things. And so as you draw us in through worship, as we hear your word expressed, as we have a chance to lay our needs at your feet and to just, again, just take this time to sense your presence, would all of us be blessed. And may your name be glorified. And we pray that in your powerful name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Worship team, would you come, please? Father, again, as we take this time to just come into your presence, the reality of life sometimes can be so overwhelming. We know our bodies are fragile and frail. And we know, Lord, there are issues for which there are no medical answers. I think of that for someone like Brian, who just got news this week that nothing can be done more for his brain tumor. And so for some, this day it can be a real day of discouragement. But Lord, would you remind us and would you help us to encourage others in the reality that, God, you are strong. You are faithful. You do not change. You're not weak. And you're not dying. And so, Lord, whether we live or we die, we recognize that our lives are in your hands. And so help us as we head into this new week to do the things that are honoring and pleasing to you. Your will, may it be done in our lives. Father, give us a heart for people. There are people around us who are in great distress, people that are floundering in life, and there are those that are just ignorant of the reality that this life is a temporary life. It's not forever. And so, Father, we're going to have all kinds of situations. We're going to be in places we may not have even chosen to be in. But in the midst of wherever you take us this week, remind us that you never leave us, that we always have you wherever we go. So for those who are going into a hospital or those who are going into medical appointments, for those who are recovering from various issues, for those who have substance abuse scenarios, for those that have emotional and mental and physical pain this day. for those that are waiting for some kind of resolution. Whatever is going on in our lives, we know that our rest and our focus has to be in the God who runs the universe. And so, Father, this is our opportunity to pray for one another this day. We thank you for what you're doing for Margaret, for Bernice. We pray for Colin and for Bruce. Thank you for your timing in the comforting that Lynn received at the time when their family dog was putting down. And for Gina's son for this upcoming knee surgery. For Suzanne awaiting a neurology report and all that will take place this next week as they go to Ottawa to prepare for the celebration of life for her mother. Father, we pray for Vivian's sister Abby, and we again ask that your peace would be upon her. For Anne, who has come through such a stressful time with all the abuse in her marriage, and Lord, may there be a settling for her. May she be able to get to work. May she be able to have a vehicle that will transport her properly. And Father, we do pray for Margot and this swallowing issue that suddenly has developed. Lord, sometimes things happen so quickly, and they blindside us. And so may you give us answers. May your healing touch always be predominant, even as we are talking with doctors and physicians and specialists. Father, we do pray for this country again today. Lord, we are coming down less than a month to an election. In fact, a month tomorrow, this country will be going to the polls. And Father, we want your blessing in every aspect of this country, including our government. And so, oh God, we're appealing to you this day. Would your will be done on earth as it is in heaven? And for other countries struggling, like Israel, we lift them up. We ask, oh God, to give clear direction for their leadership. And Father, thank you that you never stop hearing our prayers. And so as we head into this week, Lord, may we talk to you often. May nothing be too trite or seen to be too trivial, because you know exactly everything about us. You know us better than we know ourselves. The hairs on our head are numbered for those that have hair. And so, Lord, for all of these things, we just thank you. And finally, Lord, I just want to pray for rest, because, Lord, if we don't sleep well, if we don't have deep REM sleep, it's very, very difficult to function. And so for those that have raised their hands this day and are asking for sleep for their lives and for their body's restoration, I pray that even this night, supernaturally, would you do what is necessary so that restorative sleep can come to people's bodies. Thank you that you're a God who understands us in every way. And we praise you this day. Amen and amen. On behalf of our missions committee, to welcome Aaron and Daniel White to come up. They have been working at the Door Youth Ministry for 13 years, and many of you probably don't know much about it, but I want to say thank you to them as they come up, because our young people over the years have gone to 5 different high schools. Some in Midland, Stainer, Elmvale, and Collingwood. And to know that Danielle and Aaron are there in Collingwood is just a great reassurance, at least to me. And so I've been really looking forward to them sharing with us today. And so without further ado, I'd like to turn it over to the two of you and share with what the Lord has got for us, please.
Thank you. Well, it's our privilege to be here today, I don't think we've ever actually made it into this neck of the woods very often, so it's nice that we have the opportunity to do that. What Pastor John said is very true. We are working right now with a large section of youth that are coming from Wasaga Beach. As we've entered into our ministries, particularly in the last 2 years when we've had lots more opportunity right at the high school, Wasaga has become a really important part of our outreach, and asking the question of how can we continue to serve youth in Collingwood and youth here as well. So just to give you a little bit of background, Youth for Christ in Collingwood has been there for nearly 20 years, which is a fairly good legacy. And it actually started just as I was graduating high school. We've been able to be there now for the past 13, and it's seen a few different things here and there. But I'll let you know kind of what we're doing currently. Then we have some stories of our youth to share, and then Aaron's going to share a little bit of what's going on in terms of some of the work that we're doing with the youth right now and the cultural things that we're seeing. Youth for Christ is an international organization, and how many of you have heard of Billy Graham? probably most of us. He was actually our first paid staff person, so we come from a very, very long legacy of people, and initially started as a way to reach out to young men who were going off to serve in the Army. And over the years, some of you who have been in the area for a long time or maybe in other towns might remember the rally days of having large group meetings. Those don't happen quite so much anymore, but now what we have, particularly here in Canada, is 31 different chapters across the country, coast to coast now. We've just started our East Coast ministries up in the last few years that are reaching out to teenagers and being able to share the gospel with them while coming along and serving them in a lot of different ways. So for us in Collingwood, it looks a bit like this. We actually are using a house right now that we're renting that is literally steps from the high school. Like the building next door is about as close as the smoking pit is at the high school to our front door. We were able to partner with a church to be able to use that space, and we've been there just a little over a year now. And that's been an incredible opportunity, because what that meant was that our proximity to the youth that we are working with all of a sudden got very, very close, and it meant that we were available. So our programs, we focus on a few different areas. We focus on drop-in programs. We do after-school programs, and we do some camps throughout the year. And our goal is to be able to kind of meet as many different youth as we can in as many different ways as we can. So our lunch programs are our busiest by far. And again, that just is a convenience thing, I think, that we have a lot of kids in the area. And so we try to often serve a meal there, because we do recognize that we're working with youth for whom food security is not always guaranteed, and we never know who that impacts. So when we're serving meals, it's always twofold. One is the community aspect of it, and being able to get together and share a meal, and the other one is to be able to give them a healthy meal in the middle of their day. And those programs are very much just a come-and-go kind of thing. We see the kids for less than an hour, so it's hard to do anything in that time. Often youth are very busy, but we were not in our space long before we realized we had a regular crew of people that we were starting to get to know their names. And for some of them, we see them four, five, six times a week. They're just there all the time. So it's really neat to be able to see them use the space and be comfortable there. After school gives us a little bit more opportunity to do some more focused things, and so we have a program that we is a more focused discussion group. We're working with a lot of kids who are coming from families that are actually by now, some of them are four and fifth generations removed from church. So we have kids who don't even know some of the basic stuff. So I always get people who ask, you know, what's going on in your kids' spiritual lives? And for us, those markers are very different, because we might have a kid who didn't even know the Bible existed, and now they do. And that's huge. We are often journeying with them for a very long time. And it's funny, we started off for the school year just this past week, and I have a group of about a dozen young men that I'm working with. I have no girls in our ministry right now. It's just every few years that ebbs and flows a little bit. And they love hockey, and they're into sports and lots of things that I can kind of smile and nod with, but not necessarily connect with them. And I think to say they're a boisterous bunch is probably accurate. They have lots of energy, and we had some time just hanging out, and I remember thinking before we were headed into our group discussion.
For hospitality time, first of all, we want to thank you for the food that's been provided once again. Thank you for the love in this family. And Father, we may not be able to identify with every element of our society, but we're so thrilled to hear of those that are working in areas where we're not. And so, Lord, as we head into this week, would you remind us we're all in ministry together. And so would you bless us and keep us? Would you make your face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us? Would you lift up the light of your kingdom upon us for your honor and for your glory? Amen and amen.